Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke-Ewood Mills. Dyke-Ewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke-Ewood Mills. That draws us to.
When even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. They came to hear him and to be healed. He cast out the spirits with his words, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet Malachi and Isaiah. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing. Jesus went about all Galilee, healing so many diseases. They brought the sick with diverse torments, lunatics whom Satan had oppressed, those who were maimed, those who had the palsy. Oh, and Jesus healed them all. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise, healing in his way.
Hands on everyone. Father, thanks for your blessing this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, tonight, or this afternoon, I'm sharing with you about doing the works of Jesus. Doing the works of Jesus. Hallelujah. How many want to do the works of Jesus? Beautiful. Doing the works of Jesus. Fantastic. Now, John chapter 10. Let's read verse 32. Jesus answered them, "Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me?" Wow. Verse 33. The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'? If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, 'Thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God.'" Verse 37. "If I do not the works of my Father," if I do not the works of my Father, "believe me not." "But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him." Amen. Beautiful. Now, verse 37 is our key verse. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. So, when you want to serve God, you have to serve God in the right way. Amen? Amen? You have to serve God in the right way. He says, "If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not." Okay? I think this is a direct word. The works of the Father and the works that you do are very important in saying who you really are. You know, we all have a way of talking, looking nice, speaking and saying things. But Jesus said, "You shall know them by their fruits." So the works that you do are very important. And Jesus is telling us here that you must do the works of the Father. The works of the Father. The works of the Father. So the works of God are very, very important. Now this is a little different from the message. The message you have. So I know, you know, a lot of missionaries and so on listening. And a lot of us who aspire to be in ministry must listen carefully. You know, this revival meeting is for serious people. Ordinary Christians come in the mornings. But this is for those who are into ministry. And to serious, a little more serious. Ask your neighbor, are you a little more serious than the average? Fantastic. So he's actually telling you, don't believe in my ministry if I don't do certain things. Yeah. He's actually saying, if I do not the works of my Father, don't believe me. It's not a genuine ministry. Don't believe it. So, you know, this puts great pressure on all of us to do the works of Jesus. And anyone who says you are a pastor or a missionary, by this message, you must arise and do the works of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Fantastic. John chapter 8, verse 35. The servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. How many of you are children of the house? Wow. If the son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know you, that you are Abraham's seed. But you seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. Ajay. And they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. And Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. Then they said unto him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if you were your father, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Why don't you understand? Even because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil. And the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Amen. The verse we are interested in is in verse 39. If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. So, and he continued, but now you seek to kill me. A man that told you the truth. That's not what Abraham did. Now, I want you to really get the message here. And that is the message of doing the works of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Why? Why is that? Because there are many types of works that can be done. All right? There are many types of works that can be done. There are many types of works you can do. But we have to hone in, if I'm using the right word. And zero in, if you like, on the works of Jesus. You know, there are many types of churches and ministers, ministries. All are valid, doing something wonderful. No comment. What you need is to focus on what you see in the Bible. Try hard always to get closer to what you see in the Bible. Try hard to get closer to what you see in the Bible. Because, you know, it's not difficult to become a Pharisee. You know, when you've done something for some time, you easily become outmoded. And God has to always pick up a new wineskin and pour his new wine into the new wineskin. Do you get it? So when you've been a Christian for some time, then it's like it becomes difficult for you to be with God. Do you see? Because when you're around for some time, you become familiar. So every time we take the word, look at it, and see how far we are from it. All right? And seek to be closer to the word. Now, he said, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. So we have works of Abraham, works of Jesus. Jesus himself said in the verse I said earlier, many good works have I done. For which of these good works are you stoning me? So there are many, many types of good works. Okay. Now, what are some of the good works we can do? We can plant rice to solve the food problem. Isn't it? We can build hospitals. We can build houses to solve the housing problem. We can clothe people. We can improve business, people's education, people's business skills. Isn't it? Many of these are all good works. All right? But which of these are you going to be interested in? And that's what I'm trying to do this evening for just a short time. Don't worry. Those of you who want to go home, you'll be out of here in a jiffy. You don't have anywhere to go? Sure? Holiday? Holiday? What holiday is tomorrow? Republic holiday. Oh, wow. Okay, no problem. I'm also cool. The works of Jesus. Those are the works we want to do. You know, one day when we get to heaven, I don't want to say I want to go back to do some more. You know, that song, when I went for the funeral, I just went to out there in Geneva. Hi to all the folks in Geneva. Say hi to the folks in Geneva. You know, the pastor whose funeral we went to, he pastored the three main cities of Switzerland, Geneva for 7 years, then Basel for 7 years, and Zurich for 7 years. Yeah, 21 years. Yeah. For 7 years, he traveled from Geneva to Basel and back 7 years. Then for 7 years, he traveled to Zurich and back to Geneva for 7 years. And for 7 years, he pastored the church in Geneva. Yeah. He worked. That's how the works. So we are looking at works. I'm trying to find out which works we are going to be involved with. Do you get it? Yeah. Because there are different types of works. And even amongst the good works, there are works that are the works of Jesus. And there are other works that are good, but not the works of Jesus. They are not the works of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. Don't believe me. John 10:30 said, don't believe me. In other words, the works that you do are very connected to us accepting you. Yeah. Are you there or you are leaving? Okay. So that's why we are here. It's because we want to be involved in the works of Jesus Christ. The Bible is our manual, and it is guiding us what to do every day. Okay, if I don't do the works of my Father, don't believe me, no matter the message I preach that is good. Yeah, don't believe me. Don't believe me. If I don't do the works of my Father, don't believe me. Don't believe my what I'm preaching. Don't trust it if I don't do the works of my Father. It's strong, eh? It's the only place I know where Jesus told people to not believe him. It's if he did not do the works of the Father. So are you doing the works of Jesus? Huh? Do you want to know the works of Jesus? Are you sure? Don't you know it already? Are you sure you don't know the works of Jesus? But you think I'm going to read from another book? I'm going to read from the Bible, the works of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Beautiful. The works of Jesus. Doing the works of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now, John chapter 14. Verse 10. Here begins the famous passage. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. All right? So here you have two things, words and works. Everybody say words,
words.
And works.
Works.
We have people that are good with words, like President Obama. Very famous for his beautiful speeches. But I remember him more for his works. I don't really remember his words, President Obama. But I remember him for his works, the things he has propagated in the world. Is what I will remember him for. What about you? Works. Verse 11. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Okay. Since you find difficult with that. Believe me for the very works' sake. So works are no small thing. Expected for everyone to do works. Wow. Works. That's why you should be in a relationship a little longer. So that you can get away from the words and see some of the works. The very works sake. Everybody say, the very works.
The very works.
The very works. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Amen.
Amen.
And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So the works of Jesus are the sign that you believe in Jesus. All right. The works that, John 14 verse 12. He that believeth on me, the works that I do. The works that I do. Shall he do also. Now, Jesus did not set up banks. Schools. Hospitals. Or universities. Those are not the works of Jesus. They are the works of many good Christians, including ourselves. We have set up hospitals, schools, orphanages, etc. All right? But they are works. They are good works. I will not say they are not works of God. They are have something to do with God. But hey, look, when Jesus was telling the people, the works that I do, you also do. There was no school, there was no hospital, there was no university. Let's be serious. Now tell somebody, we've got to be serious. Do you wonder why Some of you or some of us, I hope to be excluded. Some of us, some of you, I should say. Let me just keep it with you.
Some of them.
Some of them. You criticize some of these prophets and people around out of your jealousy for the large crowds that they have. You know, don't have no even 10% of the crowds that they have who are coming to see them every day. Huh? They're not building no orphanage. They're not building no university. They're not building no primary school, no secondary school. Be serious. Tell somebody, I get the feeling you are not serious most of the time. So that's why. These guys are praying for people, for miracles, casting out devils, taking testimonies, praying for people to have children. I mean, let's be serious. That's the works they are doing. Practically. So, if you want us to accomplish great things for God, you see, we have to try to stick as closely to the marking scheme as possible. Amen?
Amen.
And the works that Jesus did, we must try hard to do them. And we are going to do them.
Amen.
Can I have an amen from somebody?
Amen.
Matthew chapter 11 from verse 1. And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Wow. Now, verse 2. When John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, I'm talking about doing the works of Jesus. He sent two of his disciples, those who were visiting him in prison, to Jesus. When he heard of what? The works. So let's read from verse 1. And it came to verse 1. When Jesus had made an end of command, I didn't say you read with me. I said let us read. Look. Let's be serious. It came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence. Thence means from that place. When Lazarus was in the heaven and the rich man was in hell, he said he cannot pass from thence to hence. So from there, he departed from there to do what? To teach and to preach in their cities. Now, somebody is not able to be there, but he's watching the news in verse 2. John is in prison, so he's watching the news. News was allowed in prison. So he heard the stories, the news. And what did he hear about? The works of Christ. He heard that Jesus had been going to cities, preaching and teaching. And he sent two of his disciples to ask. Verse 3. Are you, or should we look for another? Verse 4. Jesus answered and said to him, go and show John again, again, those things which you do here and see. All right. Verse 5. Beautiful. This is the scripture that encouraged me to raise the dead. This particular one. Number one, the blind receive their sight. Blind eyes will open in your ministry. The lame walk. People who are paralyzed will walk in your ministry. The lepers are cleansed. Leprosy represents the incurable disease. In those days, it was the incurable disease. We have other things now. Leprosy is curable, but there's a lot of incurables. Cancers, HIVs, some of the autoimmune diseases. They are all in the categories of incurable diseases. But leprosy, we have Auntie. Who is doing MB3 here? Stand up and I will wash you. Drugs used in the treatment of leprosy. Mycobacterium leprae. Where are you? Drugs used in the treatment of leprosy and tuberculosis. Are you doing pharmacology now? You know the drugs used in treatment of leprosy and tuberculosis? Go and check it out. You never know. Be serious about your course, huh? But incurable diseases will be healed in your ministry. Yeah. Then the deaf here. You know, these are problems which are still problems. It's amazing. Like it's 2,000 years old. You would have thought that this list should be revised. But even the leprosy is also one of the, it's one of the difficult things to cure. If you go, Father Campbell in Ghana is famous for helping the lepers. He's a very famous priest for helping the lepers for so many years. He's really done so much for them. And they have a special community. Their fingers are off and the parts of their bodies have crumbled off and all that. You know, in those days, it was called the living dead. Like you are alive, but you are dead. Leprosy was called the living dead. That's why when you have leprosy, then it's like, oh, wow. Those of you who've watched Ben-Hur, if you watch Ben-Hur, you know that some of you don't watch film, and it affects your education. It affects you. Like, you are a little... Like, if you start watching a film, you fall asleep. You know, it reveals a certain dullness of mind. You see, I don't want to insult you, but it makes you narrow-minded. You don't know many things. I mean, if somebody marries you who wants to watch a film, and all that he would do is when he turns to look at your mouth is open and you are snoring. I mean, a film that should have made two people excited has put you to sleep because the things that are happening are so boring to you. You wake up and say, it's great. You are rather interested in Kunkum Baja. Indian speaking tree. You know, anybody who likes this type of... Is it a soap opera? Affairs with whatever, you will be a very accusative person. Because that's what's swimming in your mind. is swimming in your mind all the time. So when you see a person, your mind is always thinking of swerving somebody, lying, cheating, swerving things, jealousy, fighting underground, dribbling. Yeah, is that, your mind is like that. So when I mention Ben-Hur and the person had leprosy and so on, it's like you are completely dead. And I mean, it has nothing to do with that. Blackout. It's true. You know, what your mind is active on is what the demons work with. Oh, yeah. That's why we thoughts are demons, casting down imaginations. So when your mind swims in a particular way, then if you're always watching pornography, it also works on it that way. Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to the works of Jesus. So those who don't watch films have completely distracted us. Leprosy. Yeah. Lepers are cleansed. Still today, it's a problem. Death here, still a problem. Still a problem. Now they make hearing aids. The hearing aids are something they put in the ear and it amplifies the sound and you hear through the bones and so on. You know? Yeah, and it helps. But it's a problem. And I tell you, for those who have only one side to hear, you can't even imagine. Yeah. And then the dead are raised up. Now, dead must be raised in your ministry. Yeah. Several. Now, listen. Jesus said, a man went and sowed seed in the field. And while men slept, the enemy came and planted tares. And when they woke up, they saw the tares were growing with the wheat. And he said, what shall I do? Shall I take them out? He said, no, lest you take the wheat and the tares. The tares with the wheat. So what did he say? Leave them. Leave them. Let them both grow together. Now, we are in the era where the good and the evil are growing together to maturity. So, there is going to be, if you put the scripture back, please. If you see, the wheat and the tares, please. The wheat and the tares, the evil is going to grow together. So in this last day, we are going to meet mature evil. Do you see? Grown up evil. And then mature good. So what I'm saying to you about raising the dead, you are going to be mature doers of the works of Jesus. Raising the dead will be common in your ministry. You'll be sending me message and say, another dead person has been raised up in my ministry. Another dead person. Now, Derek Prince, before he died, he said, and I'm almost quoting him, he said, he grew up in England between the First World War and the Second World War. The First World War ended in 1918, and the Second World War started in 1939. So he was in between there. That's when he was born, around that time. And he said, if anyone had suggested what England would be in 1985, in 1935, right? I'll say it again. If someone in 1935 had suggested what England, this is him preaching long before he died, saying, if anyone has suggested that England would be like the way it is in 1985, in 1935, the person has suggested, no one in England would believe it. Nobody in England would have believed that the evil in England in 1985 exists as it exists in 1985, as it existed in 1985. How much more now? This is the time where children at the age of 10 are told to choose that you are a boy or a girl. You go to school and change from a boy to a girl at the age of 10 and brought back next term as a girl or a boy because I feel like a boy and I feel like a girl. No. The highest level of sodomy, and we have had presidents that have propagated this. Like the president of America has been doing. Now it's changed him. They've changed him now. And then Luxembourg came up with one. And I think the other day they said the openly gay person has been elected as a president. And that's one of the pictures of the Antichrist. It says he shall not have a desire for women. Yeah. He's in Daniel, in the book of Daniel, he shall not desire women. Yeah. He shall not have a desire for women. Yeah. He shall not regard the God of his fathers nor the desire of women. Now, this problem is so high that when you see now people committing fornication, you become even happy. Yes. It's like, at least you are desiring in the right direction. Hey! You know, one day I was counseling somebody and the person was lamenting about the fornication and I was in my heart. But I didn't tell him. I was in my heart saying, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. It's in the right direction. Just some small guidance and then you can shoot well. But of course, he was sad. But he said, no, at least thank God. Hey! He got the direction right. I always remember the first time that I was happy. I never thought I would be happy somebody's committing fornication. I remember the person said, no. Thank God. And I had some people that I even wish, not that I want them to commit fornication, but I wish they would even have that problem rather than this one. It was a very strong demon. Strong. Back to the works of Jesus. The dead are raised. So maturity. So in this last hour, young men and young women are going to go forth and do the works of Jesus. Now, what was the last work? And the poor have the gospel preached to them. So, there are many cities all over the world where there are poor people all over the world, including Ghana. There are many cities all over. Many. We have the main cities. Bogatanga, Tamale, Wa, Boku are the big ones in the northern sector. But there are many, many other towns. There's Tatale, Zabzugu. There's Wale Wale. There's Dawadawa number 1 and 2. Huh? Zebila. Bimbila. And many places. Yeah. God is going to raise you up. You're going to go and preach the gospel to the poor. And you're going to do the works of Jesus.
Amen.
Don't think it's too simple. Few of you here can challenge me intellectually. I don't want to overstate my intelligence. But based on my course and your course, the course I did and the course you are doing, I feel I have enough points to challenge your intellect. You cannot say this is too simple. It's not simple. Before you can get the blind to see and the deaf to hear and the lame to walk and the dead to be raised and the poor to have the gospel preached to them, it's not a small thing. These are the works of Jesus. And they are the greatest challenge that is standing before us. This is not the time for us to open banks and have things that tickle our intellectual fantasies, and giving us mental pleasures. We don't need quotations from Socrates, Steve Jobs, or Obama. We need quotations from Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen and amen. What saved you from being a drug addict? Is it a bank? Is it having a goal? And having a... I don't even know what the things are. Trust me, it looks simple. But it takes a colossal mind to present the obvious. It takes a colossal mind to present the obvious. So it's also a quotation if you were looking for quotations. Let's jump right back from the top. Verse 1. Matthew 11. Verse 1. It came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach, to preach in their cities. This is what he was doing. Preaching and teaching in cities. You will be found in cities preaching and teaching. Now, you see, we are now looking for people who say more than amen. You can't just say amen and be shouting amen without being serious. Yes. There are real cities waiting and we are going to go.
Amen.
That's the master key. All these simple looking things. That's why I say that those of you who think you are intellectuals, I don't know the course you are doing. But I challenge you to an intellectual contest. What course are you doing? You didn't do science. If you didn't do science, then you don't even have to come at all. Verse 2. Now when John had heard in the prison The works of who? Christ. Beautiful. The works of Christ. He sent two of his disciples. Amen? And verse 3. And he said, "Art thou he?" When he heard of the works of Christ, are you the one? Or should we look for another? And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Go and show again those things which ye do hear and see." So tell what you see. You know, don't say anything different. Just say what you see and what you hear. That's enough. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you see? What do you hear? What do you see? What do you hear? Don't make things up. Just what you see, what you hear. It's enough. What you see, what you hear. We'll be seeing great things out of your life. We'll be hearing great things out of your life. Because evil is maturing and good is maturing. Extremes must be met with extremes. You can't meet an enemy who is extreme with your casual modesty. You joke and see. Let both grow together. Verse 4. And Jesus answered, "Go and show the things which you hear and see." Verse 5. Then he helped him to hear and see. Because, you know, somebody can come around and say, "Hey, I saw that Jesus likes chicken, but he ate chicken. Then he said, I saw that he has all these women who are serving him." Remember the entourage that were following Jesus? "Then I saw that his disciples, they can collect offerings." Judas was, I mean, the chief financial, whatever. And before you realize, you've mentioned off-point works which are not the works at all. Yeah, so Jesus helped him to see the works he was talking about. Lest he goes to say a different thing of something else that he's not supposed to even see or comment on. The blind receive their sight. Blind, your hands are miracle hands. Amen. But you see, all these things, you see them all. You think you won't see them, but you see them. Yes. You know, when I went back to the Philippines last, I don't know when I was, the last time I was in the Philippines, Manila. They brought people with testimonies from the year before. Oh yeah, who had been healed. They were bringing more testimonies. When you were here, this happened. This was going to this more miracles. You can't even control the miracles. Beautiful. You see, and how many, let me just ask you a personal question, just between the two of us. You know, how many would be surprised if people one day were calling you a miracle worker? Like, you'd be surprised. Raise your hand. You see, that's also how I felt. I mean, just between the two of us. That's how I felt. So, a miracle worker. A number of times. Like, in the Philippines, I am seen as a miracle person. Like, I'm a miracle man. That's it. Yeah. Because when they invited me, that was what they invited me. For that kind of stuff. They have not heard me teaching about loyalty or to pastors or anything. So they assume I don't know how to preach to pastors or whatever. Just miracles. So when I arrived, then some. No problem. You'll be seen as a miracle worker to your amazement. Your amazement. Now, this service, it's a turning point for many of us here. Because miracles are going to start coming out of your life and your ministry. Now, one day I was with a very small group. I think there must have been about 23 people. And the Holy Spirit whispered to me, "Pray for the sick." And I said, "Lord, you know that there are very few people here. Nobody here is sick. Let's be serious, Jesus." Then I heard within me, I believe that the Holy Spirit said, if you don't pray for the people, I will kill you. Yes. I've never heard that before. Only then. And I became very serious immediately. And I prayed for the sick. And I said, you see, almost every good work of God requires humility. If you see, there is a universal law God has set in place. To be great, you must go down. There's almost nothing great that does not start down. God came down to earth and picked dust and formed a man and breathed. So man is made up of something low and something high. So you notice in you, you have this funny mixture of low things and high things all moving within your life. Or you've not noticed some very low thoughts and some very high thoughts. Yeah. Almost every one of these great works requires going down. Oh, yes. The cities of the world, they are full of poor. But you must believe God. Amen. And you must go. Amen. From the wealthiest cities to the poorest cities. Amen. And God is going to give you how to stay there. Recently, I visited a pastor and he had some chickens outside his house. Free range. And I got the inspiration. And I said to myself that if I was a pastor, a missionary, I would have chickens by all means. Yes. I visited a brother. He went and got these small chicks and put it in his house. I didn't go there for some time. When I visited, all had become big. Big ones. And I said, can I have one? Because I need real chicken, not this artificial chicken they are selling outside. Yeah. They are just there. Wow, I don't know what they eat. Real chicken, not this abnormal meat, tasteless, hormone-filled, plastic meat. It's far greater to preach, do these works. You can't easily do it. It's not a small thing. You can bring quotations of Steve Jobs and Lee Kuan Yew. Quotations from Henry Ford. Quotations from, what is the computer man? Michael Gates.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. I'm not talking about quotations. I'm talking about Jesus Christ and his words. Never think that these are simple things. It takes a colossal mind to present the obvious. It's obvious, but it takes a colossal mind. This is it. Tell me how you're going to make a blind see. Come on now, do it, let's see. Which school will you go to do it? Before the power of God will flow through you. Huh? Before the power will flow through you to bless people. For the impossible to be done. Is it a real chicken or somebody's doing that? It's a bird. Yeah. The lame walking. Lepers are cleansed. Somebody to say that I had cancer and it's gone by prayer. Tell me which university motivational speeches can never make the deaf hear. Quotations from Zuckerberg and Attila the Hun cannot raise the dead. You can't learn it in any school. So although it looks very simple, it's that simple thing that defies the wisdom of men. And that is why you must believe in the works of Jesus. Amen. Doing the works of Jesus. So each and every one of you here are going to be workers. Amen. Of the works of Jesus. Amen. This marks a turning point. Amen. Your preaching is going to be littered. Amen. With miracles. Amen. Signs. Amen. And wonders. Amen. In little rooms, wow. Your hands will be miracle hands. Amen. Without getting into any large stadium, you'll find yourself praying for the sick. God doing miracles. One day, I was with a lady. She told me, my husband was supposed to die after 2 years. But, Pastor, he is still alive after 20 years. Yes, 20 years. He's defying all medical prognosis, medical predictions, medical information. He's defying it all. By the power of God. We are kept by the power of God. Your hands are anointed hands. Hands to do the works of Jesus. The works that I do, you shall do. That's what Jesus said. The works that I do, you shall do. Is it beautiful? How many are going to attain to this higher realm? Yes, higher, far higher. This is far higher. Yes. You criticize the prophets. They are the ones gathering the crowds. They are prophesying for people, solving unsolvable problems, praying for people, blessing them. Yes. You should see our prayer clinic at the Kodesh. Thousands of people are there. Saturday morning. Thousands. No matter the signs and the acts and whatever, there's nothing like the works of God. True. The works of God stands on its own. Do it if you can. Do it if you can. Do it if you can. Fantastic. So, many of us here are being trained. Now, James chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Why? Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. You see, every time you are tested, a new spiritual quality that you may not even know the importance of is worked out in you. Yes. So, when I'm sending missionaries, my main concern is, Have you been tested? You know, that is why sometimes older people, when an older man is marrying, there are so many young girls. But many times they would want to take an old second-hand person. When I say second-hand, I hope you understand. Like, already been used, you know? Home used. Why? Because the nice, fresh, beautiful, sweet-looking, wonderful lady has not passed even one test. Do you get it? She hasn't passed even one test. And after sex, which will last 3 to 5 minutes, you've got 24 hours minus 5 minutes, which is what, 23 hours and 55 minutes of the day are left. But those 5 minutes are very important, by the way. They can discolor the rest of the 23 hours. I can discover even 72 hours. Wow. Are you still around or you are leaving? Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And the next verse. And let patience have her perfect work. In other words, God is working something in you. God is developing fibers. Some of you have never been shouted at before. You need it. Some of you have never even been corrected before. Correction. There are some people, when you correct them, they remember that they shouldn't respond like a cobra, and then they just go back. Because their reflex. Wow. Patience. When you go to the mission field, you need patience. It takes years. It takes your life to work out the will of God. You cannot easily die. Those who die suddenly and in the midst of life as young people and in the midst of life are few compared to those who live through. Yes, it exists, but they are few. And that's why their funerals are very sad. Because like it's a useless funeral, why this? But most people live at least to a point. You need patience to bear fruit. It takes time. Hardened by test after test after test after test. What do you think? Yeah. You know, you saw Archbishop Duncan Williams. You saw he went to pray at the president, American president, what have you. Yeah. I was asking him about it, you know, the other day. And you know, that's another type of place to pray. Eh? But you see, he has prayed in the presence of presidents many times. Different types of presidents from different countries. Each one is a type of a test. You know, to prepare you for the next and the next. And the next, it works something in you. Yeah. It takes time. So testings, experiences, failures, fallings, bad experiences, rebukes, they are all things that work something spiritual in you that is needed for your life and your ministry. Are you still around?
Yes.
To just get up and start raising the dead, not so. If you have not been humbled before, you know, yeah, you can put the picture on. Yeah. He's with these people. But he's been with Ghana people before this one. You don't even go for the outreach and talk to people on the roadside. And you want to be given the pulpit to stand here and then be speaking. Oh, you don't understand the message I'm preaching. Listen, look at where he's preaching. He's praying. Look at the president there. Is that not Trump there? Yeah. I asked him, did you read the prayer? He said, no, I just prayed. I asked him, did you read this prayer? I said, no, I just prayed. Beautiful prayer. He didn't read any prayer. He went to pray as he's been praying. So, listen. You know, years ago, my friend called me that his father had died. So I said, I'll be there. And they came to pick me. I told them, come for me and take me to where he is. So they came for me. Their father had a Benz, so it was a Benz. I sat at the back and they drove me to the hospital. He had just died. So, and his father was a rich man. Big, important person. Now, when I got there, I said I was going to raise him from the dead. I've done it a number of times. This was my first time. But based on Matthew 11, verse 5, look at verse 5. Matthew 11. Yeah. Dead are raised. Clear. These are the works I must do. The works of Jesus. The works that I do, you shall do. You'll be raising the dead in Jesus' name. So when I saw the dead, I said, this is my chance. You will rise today. You will rise today. Today be today. Now, to cut a long story short of all the things that happened, in the end, he did not rise from the dead. We were actually asked to leave at a point because it was a whole drama and it was not working. Don't laugh too hard. Try to do one and see. But if he had risen from the dead then, I was in secondary school, I think. Yes, I was in secondary school. Yeah, I was in secondary school doing the works of Jesus as a student. Yes, secondary school. Yes. Now, supposing the whole country have gathered at my feet to raising of the dead. The fibers that are necessary to withstand what it would have led to were probably not there. Secondary school. You see? But you see, I still believe in raising the dead. I believe in it more than when I was. But you see, that's why it says, count it all joy. Different tests you go through, they are all preparing you hard things for difficult things. Yes. Difficult things. So when you are being tested and you are going through difficulty, remember that God is preparing you. Some of you, you've come to Bible school, you can't even stay without begging and asking people always for money. I mean, in the church, when have I asked anybody for money? If I was going around asking people for money, how do you think things would be? Oh, please give me 100. Please give me 200. Please give me 50. Can you fill my tank for me? I don't do that. Something for the boys. You know, I don't know if you know the people who ask all this something for the boys. It lowers your respect. I don't want to mention that particular group that like doing that. Your boys are here. Hallelujah. Amen. How many are ready to do the works of Jesus? Matthew chapter 9. We're closing. All right. Glory to God. Calls for prayer. We're closing with this. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel, healing every sickness and every disease. Wow. Matthew 9:35. Verse 36, and when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. So from today, every pastor is a miracle worker. Amen. You are a man of signs, wonders. Amen. You are a traveler. Matthew 9:35 says he went about all the cities, not the rich cities, all the cities. Amen and amen.
Amen,
amen and amen.
Amen.
These are the works of Jesus. He went about all cities. I was looking the other day and I was asking, how many islands are we in the Caribbean? We are on about 16 islands. Grenada, Bermuda, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, Dominica, Dominican Republic, Trinidad, Guyana, Antigua, Haiti, different churches, Belize, and all that, 16 of them. We are going to be in all. Which island can say no? When he says we should go about. The islands of Africa cannot ask us to stay away. Mauritius, we are entering. Sao Tome, we are entering. Any small, even where Napoleon was kept in a prison, there is an island in the ocean that they kept Napoleon. That's where he died. We are going to that island. Do you know that island? It's St. Helena. St. Helena. Yeah. St. Helena. We are going to St. Helena. Don't be jealous if we become rich. If he starts to provide more than we can even use. Don't be jealous. Yeah. Because we are not teaching about money. You shall see the source of money. The source. The source of money. It's God that lifts up. Psalm 3 verse 3. Thou, O Lord, are the shield about me. You are my glory. You are the lifter up of my head. Beauty is from God. Your father has only served God. He has not done any other work. If there's anything nice, it's from serving God. Yeah. If there's anything nice, it's from serving God. In case you don't know, it's not about nothing else. There's nothing else to all of us. We have nothing that we are doing. There's no business. We don't have any business. If there was business, I would have known it by now. And you to your father, he has no other way. Are you listening? Doing the works. Doing the works. I mean raising the dead. I mean raising the dead. You should have seen me in Colombia. You people, you should travel with me sometimes. When you see me there, you see, you'll be surprised. You say, hey, daddy, we didn't know that you were so powerful. You'll be amazed. Doing the works of Jesus. Doing the works. It's far more complicated than teaching you how to succeed based on the quotations of Steve Jobs, Michael Gates, and Henry Ford, and Gandhi, and Attila the Hun, and Alexander the Great. Far, far. I challenge anybody. Say you are a professor. Come and raise the dead. Come and open the eyes of the blind. Go to the poor and the cities and the villages and let's see if you can do. It takes a colossal mind to present the obvious. Yes. It looks obvious and simple. Do it and let's see. Yes. It's not that simple. Come. You come. Say I take him now from here and I threw him into a city somewhere. This is called David. I threw him into a city. It will take years. But eventually, you see, it will take so much for such things to come forth. But it is there. These are what you are supposed to do. We are not expecting you to go and teach physics. Come up with all kinds of ideas of men. Do the works of Jesus. And we will believe you. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. Believe me not. Come here, you. Going to. Yeah. She's flying to Cape Verde. Supposing I take it and I throw it. It take years. 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 Patience. Testings. Patience. Testings. Without doing the works. Don't tell us you've done anything. And the works are there, please. The list. In case you say the works of Jesus are Judas collecting money. And Jesus was not even monitoring most of the things Judas was doing if he was collecting a lot of money from people. A lot of unmonitored trips, Judas. The plenty ladies that were following Jesus in Luke 8. Those are not the works of Jesus. Those are side issues. Cleaning his feet and other things. Many others. Those are not the works of Jesus. The works he has listed them in case you get confused. How many are ready to be thrown as a seed? You'll be there.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Stand to your feet. Lift your hand and thank him that you are going to do the works of Jesus Christ. Thank him that you're going to do the works of Jesus. It looks simple, but you'll do it. Father, we thank you for the blessing. Thank you for these simple things, which are so great. Your simple works, Lord. We lift our hands and we say, Father, take every life, take our lives. Let our lives be representations, good representations of the works of Jesus. Thank you for cities, villages, traveling. Thanks for the poor. Thanks for the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the incurable, the difficult cases that you have defined as the works of Jesus, the works of God. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful. And we thank you that as we go from this place, today marks a turning point in everyone's life. As we listen, we shall do the works of Jesus Christ. Thanks a million. Thanks a million. Lay your hand on your stomach. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. May a fresh stream come forth out of you, fresh, fresh and anointed, beautiful, in the presence of the Lord. Whatever represents the works of man, let it no more be found in you, but let the works of Jesus be located in you forever and ever. Father, we give you thanks. Praise. I thank you for raising up so many pastors and leaders and workers who are going to do the works of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now, look at me for a moment. You know what I want to say? Put this verse back, Matthew 11:4. Put it up. 5. Put it up. Same verse. Put it up. You know, never accept anything less than this verse for your life, for the works of Jesus. When I say the blind see, I don't mean a headache are cured. So until you see these things practically, you have not seen the works of Jesus. I'm telling you, the Bible, the lame walk, lepers cleansed, deaf hear, dead are raised, and poor have gospel preached to them. Not people with money. Poor. This is the mark. Don't accept anything less than this in your life. Yes. And how will you have money to preach to the poor? God will provide. Amen. Yes. That's why we are here. God will provide. He's provided and he will provide even more. In Jesus' name.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.